Eileen Arnold, executive director of the Tundra Women's Coalition, or TWC, says renters weren't calling police when they became victims of domestic violence because they thought they could be evicted if police responded to too many calls at their home.
They'll call us instead of the police. You know, women will take a beating instead of risk becoming homelessness. That's the bigger risk.
Arnold and TWC staff talked with the women who called.
We spoke to individual renters who seemed to be pointing to the ordinance at the City of Bethel that would allow for this.
The Tundra Women's Coalition consulted the American Civil Liberties Union and Alaska Legal Services and found that both the Violence Against Women Act and Federal Housing Administration, quote, exempts victims of domestic violence with the understanding that a person shouldn't have to choose between being victimized and being homeless. That may be the law, but Arnold says many women in Bethel don't know that.
So even though it's never been enforced, it's never really been brought to the City of Bethel's attention that that loophole existed there that allowed for that harm to continue.
Arnold approached City Attorney Patty Burley, who took a look at city ordinances and drafted the amendment that Mayor Rick Robb introduced at last week's Bethel City Council meeting on May 23rd. It's Ordinance 1727, amending, quote, public nuisance abatement, penalties, and remedies. Burley says the amendment also simplifies the language of the law, streamlines the penalty fine structure, and makes it compliant with the Alaska statute. Arnold is optimistic about the amendment's adoption when it appears on the next regularly scheduled City Council meeting agenda on June 13th. For KYUK News, I'm Christine Trudeau.